everything gets really big and dramatic and romantic. So as far as on stage, just the experience of hearing the orchestration, it's something that, I can tell you, we haven't gotten used to it yet. It's thrilling. It's a little bit of a leap of faith as far as performance, because we just come into each town. We have 1 2-hour, maybe 2.5-hour rehearsal with a break in the middle, and then play the show that night. You're working with brand new conductor, brand new players. So in that sense, it's really challenging. And it's just fantastic. I mean, the first time we did it, I was like, wow, our music sounds like it could be in a movie. It's like for us.
How did you go about selecting the tunes from your repertoire that you wanted to envision on this scale?
We were asked by the agency that put it together to include a handful of sort of sing-alongs or sort of best-of type songs. So Galileo's in there, and Closer to Fine, Power of Two. Now, those are ones that I might not have chosen myself if they hadn't said, let's throw a few of these in there. Other than that, we had Carte Blanche, and I think we wanted to pick sort of a mishmash. I know Amy has like her song Compromise, which is a very rock, almost rock punk song that Sean did an amazing arrangement on. So that was cool and totally different. And then she has a song like Fugitive that's very well suited to dramatic strings and orchestral movement. And then I picked the song like Ghost because Michael Kamen did the original string arrangement for that on our record, Rites of Passage, and just sort of wanted to bring that back to life and an homage to him since he's passed on. And then others were just like, well, this song might be fun orchestrated. Let's see what that sounds like. And that's how we did it.
How does classical music fit into your diet as a listener?
I grew up with classical music. Both my parents listened to classical music a lot in the house, and they also had like season tickets to the Atlanta Symphony forever, ever, and they were both played classical music, and my dad was classically trained and played organ and piano, and my mom played piano, and we also grew up singing in church choirs where we learned a lot of sacred music, and also sang in children's choirs. So classical music has always been part of my musical fabric.
So, Emily, tell me about one of your compositions that you enjoy seeing re-envisioned and reimagined on this symphonic stage.
A song that comes to mind is Mystery, and it's a song, it's an old ballad, and we play it from time to time, but not that frequently. And it is one of the songs that we chose to have the orchestras play, and it just has brought the song completely to life for me. I've always felt close to the song anyway, but now to hear it through the strings and the arrangements, and it brings all the words and all the message and all the emotion of that song to life. So Mystery is one of mine that's worked out really well.
Each time you pulled down the driveway, I wasn't sure when I would see you again. Yours was a twisted, blindsided highway, no matter which road you took then.
Symphony performers can be a little bit different than bar band musicians. I know that it's said that the Beatles really enjoyed working with the symphony men. They felt like they could communicate and get along very well. But what is it for you like? I mean, granted, you don't have that much time to sort of hang out with these musicians while you're on this tour, but how would you contrast working with a symphony as opposed to working with a band of rock musicians?
And it's interesting because, you know, some symphony players, they can be rather staid, and a lot of them are just used to the classical world, and so Amy and I, we're just kind of, you know, we're a little bit rednecky, and we just get up there and say, hey, you guys, you're awesome, you know, and we're very emotive and things like that, and they just kind of smile and stay in their seats and stuff like that. So they're more reserved than we are, generally speaking, but there are a lot of them who are familiar with Indigo Girls music and who come up to us, and we get to have a few words with each other. And that feels really nice, you know, that someone who plays in a classical orchestra would know our music and it would mean something to them. And I think it's kind of like a mutual admiration feeling, really. It's thrilling for us, and I think that they know that we feel that way. And so there's just a good vibe all the way around. And whenever you have a good vibe, the energy's good, and you've done the work, it makes for a good performance and a gratifying experience, and that's the way it's been so far, you know. But it's a big group, you know. It's kind of like amorphous, and you're it's not like you're playing to a drummer, you know, or a click track. So there's a lot of sort of leaps of faith along the way that the conductor will hold it together and you'll keep your time and this, you know, you sort of all meet together, but it's definitely, it's not like just tapping your toes and having it all fit together like that, like right in line. So I enjoy that challenge.
I read that you and Amy have known each other more or less since elementary school. If you think back, what's one of the first things you remember about an impression that Amy made on you?
Well, the one thing I do remember is that that's the other girl who plays guitar. It's kind of like that, you know. And when you're in sixth and seventh grade, a year is a world of difference. Like, you don't hang out with kids who are younger than you or in a different class when you're that age.
Right.
But I was aware that Amy was the other girl who played guitar. And so funny, you know. And she was kind of always more somber and brooding and that sort of, and I was kind of like a goofball. But it's guitar and music that brought us together. We were in the chorus together in high school, and because we became friends in the chorus, finally that thing that we had in common, we were able to get together and share it, and it was so much fun. Honestly, it became a career, and that's exactly how it happened. It was like two high school friends get together, jam on their guitars, and just try to take the next step every step of the way, and then the next thing we know, we're not in school anymore. We're a bar band, and this is what we're doing for a living.
And she's still the other girl who plays guitar.
She's still the other girl who plays guitar and mandolin and harmonica and all the things that she does. She's great. Amy's a great person and a dear friend and a great songwriter, and we just have this marvelous friendship and history that really I only stop and think about it when I do interviews, but when I do it, it boggles my mind.